It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. I am your co-host, I am Michael Akadiri, and to my left, I am joined by the esteemed...
Done now, Kazeem Jamal, a.k.a. Thomas Gangley, a.k.a. the leader of the Peaky Bumber Clarks. You're done now.
Done now. And to the left, once again, special guest, Victor... Daniels! Fresh from Southampton, come on.
It's Victor Daniels if it goes good.
who is it if it goes bad?
Richard Black.
it's Daniels Victor. I don't know why Victor keeps looking at the TV.
No, it's just...
He likes looking at his reflection.
And Victor's like, what program is this? This looks
good. Like Google Box.
Google Box. Hey, you love the bee. He's not gonna let this go. Look at him. He's not gonna let this go. You don't give Kazeem an inch. Yeah, you gotta pronounce all your words correctly next to this guy. This
Google Box.
This Shakespeare from South London. Don't mind him.
Yeah. What channel is Google Box on? 419.
I said Google Box. I said it properly. What is it? What's it called?
Google Box.
Google Box.
You know, I'm thinking Google. You know, the search.
Yeah, I know you are.
That's how much. I don't even watch that program.
Man said, I'm feeling lucky.
Yo,
man tried to hit the correct website off of one hit search, blood. Man didn't wait for the top 10 list. He just said Google Box and hit I'm feeling lucky, bitch.
Google Box sounds better than Google Box. Let's change it.
Man said, yo.
I need to change it.
Hey, man, don't give this guy, he loves doing it. Don't mind, we'll pick up what you say. It's not twisting it, don't mind it.
Let me tell you something.
It's all good.
This guy.
Mrs. Everyone hates me. Because I'll rinse them, bro. I'll be like, what did you say?
Shakespeare. South London Shakespeare over here. Don't mind
you get
him.
The words right all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, it is because life is boring if you get the words right all the time.
Yeah.
But it's also entertaining for me to pick up that you didn't get the words right and for me to just be like, so.
Not fair if you just go with it, man. We all start saying Google Box.
Google Box, I like it.
It sounds better anyway. It's like, I watch Google Box on the Google Box.
It's just people on their computers.
Google Box, they're searching this shit. I'll go
Mo and Baba Tunde are on Google.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, man. Let's get a listener's question. This is a very pertinent. Victor, your children are a bit older. Our kids aren't there yet.
My son turns one tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
No, he doesn't.
You don't
son's age. I'm way ahead of schedule here.
Yeah.
He's already one.
My son turns one tomorrow if this episode was...
Oh, man.
Well,
happy belated.
Thank you.
That's just to get things wrong, man.
Yeah, happy belated because I won.
I got all technical,
may God bless you many, many more years, yeah, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, man.
So check his Wikipedia out on Google Box.
Hey, shout out Kazaya every time.
At least I got a box bit.
So this dilemma sent in to us is about missing school on birthdays, man.
Yes, let's go.
This parent child is turning 11, so the big 11, year 6, this thing.
11 is not big.
It's not big. It's
big. Nah, relax yourself.
Nah, because that 11
10 is big.
No, 11.
When you hit the first
level, 11, you're ready for big school.
Nah, fuck all that.
Nah, you're ready for big school.
It's 10?
It's a bigger jump going 10. From 9 to 10.
Let me tell you something. The big.
I said 10, you know.
The big birthdays. Does he pay rent? The big birthdays.
Man, size 2. Big where? In whose house is it big?
Victor kills
not in
me,
Nigerian bro. Household is not big.
Victor kills me, bro.
That's a big, you know.
In Western society, the big number birthdays are 5.
5?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, here, let land. 5.
10.
Okay.
13.
Teenager.
16. 18. 21. 25. And then obviously and after 30. That, you got 25, then after
30, then 40.
30, nah, 40's not a big birthday.
No, you people celebrate their 40s.
No, 40's not a big birthday.
Nah.
Get out of here, man.
It goes
30. Yeah, 40's not a big birthday.
Oh, it is.
40's not a big birthday.
It's a milestone.
It's not a milestone.
It is a milestone.
30's a milestone.
You 30, 40, 50.
No. 30, he goes 30. Yeah.
30's a big one.
30's a big one. If. Possibly, depending on how your life has gone.
Life
starts like if we didn't think X person was gonna see this age, right. I'd let you get away with 45. But really,
no, you 40. Skip 45. Man.
40, yeah. 50. These
it goes. It, if not, which I lean towards more. Yeah, it goes 30, 50, 60. No one gives a fuck about 70. No one gives a fuck about 80, 90. 99, 100.
Man said 99, 100. So you went
because 99
six,
is
you went
like
from 60 to 99.
Because 99 is like if you don't make it next year, we're celebrating now.
Like Philip.
Yeah. Well, he was dead a long time ago.
I ain't got no bridges down 99. I ain't got no bridges down 99.
Not yet.
I don't know.
Not yet, man. But you might do.
I hope so.
That is a long time.
Yeah. My grandma lived to, my nan lived to 102.
Oh, wow. Let's clap for that, man.
Yeah, man.
Triple digits. Yeah. 102.
Big she's up, still man. Alive. We just don't acknowledge her.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm joking. She died, man. But she got a telegram from the Queen.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you get that when you're 100, innit?
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Was the Queen alive when she sent it? From the grave.
Hey man, that's cold. The Queen didn't even make 100 herself. That's crazy.
And she's sending out telegrams.
This is in 2012, bro.
She needs a slap.
Did you say she's a slag?
I said that's... No, whoa.
Hey, Jimmy News, don't even come for you again, man. Don't let Jimmy News find out.
I did not
don't take
that.
You off the air, you know.
Keep looking at the telly.
The people are ruthless.
But you know what, yeah? I think I found a new lane.
What?
I'm going to start just winding up people that are heavy right-wingers, bro.
Yeah, well, that is
who's
funny.
Who's heavy right-wingers?
Just people in the comments.
Oh, see.
Yeah, no, but that is funny. Cause remember when that YouTuber Nico went to that, like, he went to some rally and he was interviewing people on the street and then, like, just exposing their prejudice. And
Nico?
Not Yearwood, the YouTuber.
Yeah. And then he ran for mayor.
He ran for London mayor.
Serious?
Yeah, as a joke.
Yeah, I remember that.
So he does bad pranks and stuff like that. And it's even funny, it's hearing their prejudice and they, like, exposing their stupidity.
But yeah, those are the big birthdays, man.
Not this. I vehemently disagree. I'm gonna go with, obviously, you do your first birthday, 5, 10.
Oh yeah, first birthday. Sorry,
everyone does a big first 10. I think 11 is important because you're going. That's when you're going to big school. But I agree, it's not as big as 10. 13. I agree. 13, 16, 18, 21, 25, 30, 40, 50, 60. I think 65 because you retire. 70, you acknowledge it, but I don't know that many people that 70. But I'll say all the 70, 80, 90, obviously 100, you just go cray cray.
Only thing I acknowledge is what results did you get in your exams? I don't have no birthday.
It was GCSE results day a few weeks back. Were you happy?
No, no. Victor opens it and being like, is like, obviously they've changed it to like numbers now, innit? But Victor opens it like, F, yes, F, yes, 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 no uni. Victor's ripped out all the pages of their revision books.
Were you happy with what you saw?
What, of mine?
Yeah. No, no, your daughter, if they're 16.
I have to sort of offset, but my off camera, but my 16-year-old hasn't done as yet.
Oh, okay. That's calm. I thought, so that'll Victor, be next year.
Victor, next year, yeah. Victor smashed a gas pipe in the school. What? It was like, she can't get good grades.
Hey, I don't want her to graduate.
She's too smart. I have to find a different way. She's going to get all A's.
I promised her £50.
But hey, and how many did they do that? They do about 10, so that could be like 5 bills.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it?
Jeez.
Talk to the teacher, make sure you're 10 grades. Plus, yeah.
But we were just in the school setting on fire alarm during the exam. So we were going to leave.
But what are you guys saying? Would you allow your child to miss school for their birthday?
Every year. Every fucking year.
Well, why so militant?
Every year, man. It's even this year, like, my stepdaughter, obviously, my son was turning 1 next week, but obviously, this is behind schedule of real time. Turning 1 next week, and we thought she was going back to school on his birthday.
Yeah.
So we were just going to pull her out at lunchtime and say she got a dentist or something, yeah?
That's fine.
pull her out so she can be around for her baby brother's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't you meet him after, though?
But, like, if we're all going to go out, like during the day, like what we're gonna go out in a day with a boy, innit? It's a package. We're all together.
For me, when I read the dilemma, I didn't like the way the dilemma is written. Well, in the dilemma, it says the 11-year-old is adamant. I don't know 11-year-olds who's adamant in whose house. If I've decided to take you out of school for your birthday, fine. But adamant, do you pay bills? Adamant for who?
I didn't know this old school style parenting still existed.
Always, man.
It's Nigerian, man. All I hear when I hear this shit is my mum and my granddad.
Shit.
All I hear.
I had to Google the word adamant. Because it couldn't mean what I thought it meant. It must mean something else, like he's thinking about it.
Is this slang? Is this a new slang?
Adamant? I could have spelled adamant till I was 20. Adamant. Adamant where?
That's why Victor's always got the notepad, isn't it? He's learning words he couldn't know as a kid.
That's a Google box.
The Google box adamant.
Be a child on their birthday about adamant.
Yo, that is crazy. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Obviously,
I'm gonna protest to have my kid out of school. And
the school's gonna clock though.
If the parent wants to take the kid out of school, that's fine.
I'll pay the fine.
But the child can't be telling the parent that I want to come out of school for my birthday.
Oh, don't get it twisted. If my son turned around to me and was like, "Make sure I'm off for my birthday."
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're going in now.
Going in.
Rotted.
Now you're going in.
So I can take liberties, but not you.
Yeah,
it's
not
a liberty. You want to celebrate your child's birthday, so you want to take him out of school?
Yeah.
Can I also tell you why I'm going to take my son out of school every day on his birthday?
Why?
Because my son is born on the 5th of September. That is the first day back at school. So you've had this long ass 6 weeks break, and now I'm making you go back to school on your birthday. That's long.
No, but on the flip side, in my experience, birthdays at schools are one of the best days you get celebrated. Everyone shows you love. You're Mr. Popular for the day. So why are you taking your child out of that experience?
And you got to ask yourself, if the kid is adamant that he wants to come out of school, what's going on in school? You ain't got no friends. Don't you want to celebrate with your pupils?
True. Nah, man. True. What's he running from?
We're going sizzler, bruv. He's going to want to come out of school. He's going to be like, man.
School finishes at 3:30.
You, man, are damn.
Nah, because you're the guy. You're in school. When it's your birthday, you're the guy.
He's especially, the guy. So he's going to turn around and say, pattern, no, cake my or Santa dad that. Is the guy. And that's what I'm rolling.
Why are you competing with the school? Just let him stay.
I'm not,
school.
Fam.
He's competing with 10-year-olds.
I'm just saying, you're rolling with me, fam.
You're going to make a sandcastle. Watch what I do, yeah?
If you make a sandcastle, I'm going to kick it over.
But then he can't.
That's nice.
He can roll with you that evening.
No, I'm busy, fam.
Bedtime, isn't it?
We're doing Lighthouse and Boxer.
Bedtime at 5.
You're so hilarious.
But I just got in from school.
You're... Hey.
It's bedtime.
Okay. I try.
Okay.
I try.
Nah, man. I remember one of my my birthday's on the 22nd of October, innit?
Mm.
So depending on the year, that can obviously weekends and stuff like that. But that's usually like the last or second to last day of the first half of the autumn term.
Yeah.
I remember one birthday I woke up and it's a school day and my mum's got me the PlayStation 3. Wow. Yeah?
On your birthday?
On my birthday, yeah.
Got rid of?
No, she's got me.
Oh, she's got
it. Yeah, so I've unboxed it. Yeah, and I've plugged it in, but it's just in that transitional phase of PlayStation when it's gone from like just putting the disc in and playing to where like now the game has to install from the cloud or whatever.
Yeah.
So
internet.
This game is taking long to load, right? Because I'm trying to like play it a little bit before I go to school, and I'm saying, Mum, allow me, let me just stay, or just send. Can I go in late?
Yeah.
She's going, Nah, it'll be here when you get back. I'm like, oh man. I went to school. I wanted to be out. Nah, man. Whatever my son. Yeah, come off of school. Whatever you want to do today, we're doing it. You ever been to a strip club? Let's go, man. Fuck it.
Jeez, 10-year-old strip club, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
come on, do that thing.
Yeah, he's a white black baby. He'll get us in.
You want to send kids to Southampton?
So, Victor, what are you saying that day? Your child.
My child can't be adamant.
Let's say your child is not adamant. They're like. Not adamant, they just...
They want to come home for their birthday.
Yeah, they're like, you know what, I think I want to spend that home with you, Dad. You got a day off, you're like, I want to spend that home with you.
It's fine, if my diary is around
Victor's
for
that. Victor's got his kids doing chores.
Just the adamant part is just throwing me.
But that's the thing, certain parents, your parenting style is clearly different, but certain parents have this whole, tell me your feelings, tell me what you think, do you agree with this?
Are you talking about black parents? Because... I don't know his parents.
Western parents. maybe more of the Caucasian persuasion parents. Or maybe have more of an open dialogue.
To be fair, I've got an open dialogue with my children, but adamant's a different word.
So what type of dialogue do you have with your children? Like, is it more like, what do you think about this?
We have dialogue.
Victor's dialogue is this. Tell me how you feel and... so I can still make the decision I was going to make anyway.
So, okay, are you like that?
Yeah, because you're the father, innit?
Mm.
You got to be making the decision.
Can I go out? No. Yeah. Can I tell you how I feel about that? Yes. Da-da-da-da-da. So can I go out? Nah.
You can go out, but come back in 20 minutes. No, but you can go out, come back at a reasonable time.
You can go out of the living room. You've got a whole Southampton in your bedroom.
I'm not strict at all.
You're pretty chilled.
I'm chilled.
Laid back.
But it's just, if you're pushing me to, you're adamant.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm strict. You can't make the rules.
So if your child had a suggestion, would you be open to it?
Yeah, definitely. I want to hear their suggestions.
Mm.
Doesn't mean I'm going to agree.
Yeah, yeah. So you give them the platform, but you will easily take that platform away.
Well, that's how all parents should be.
Mm.
If your child wakes up in the morning and says, talking about you want to go to Disneyland. Mm. Okay. No. I can't afford Disneyland.
Have you heard of Gillett Competence?
No, what's that?
So this is basically what happened in the 80s. There was a young girl who wanted to get condoms. She was having sex with her partner.
In Southampton?
Yeah, I think it was actually. And then,
at Carnival.
Yeah, heart attack.
She had to get 30 condoms. It was 30 men. Not saying that's you.
No.
I'm just saying.
And then, so
what happened? I don't know, I think I missed it.
So basically, she was having an intercourse. She wanted to go to the gym to get condoms, and then the daughter was underage. And then
wait, the daughter was what?
Daughter was under 16.
Under 16.
Yeah, under 16 having intercourse.
Why do they call it Red Bull if it's not red? What happened? Don't worry, I think I missed it.
Hey, under 16 having sex. She wanted condoms. She went to the doctor. The mother found out. The mother wasn't happy that the GP was considering giving the daughter condoms. She's underage. But then the doctor it went to court. And the judge ruled that the doctor could administer the daughter condoms if the daughter could demonstrate
what?
Gillick competence. Basically, does she understand the risk and benefits of having sex? And if she understands the risk of benefit of having sex, then she can make the decision on having the condoms.
Under, having sex under 16 is illegal.
But she did it with someone else who's under 16.
Oh, I'm fine. What was he, like 12?
But obviously, so if two people are doing something which is wrong, and she's basically demonstrating, look, I don't want to get pregnant, she's showing some sort of sexual awareness.
Where was the father?
In prison.
I don't know where the father is. But what I'm saying is...
Single mums need to start borrowing men as fathers. I This is getting ridiculous. Gillick, you know. There's words for the madness. It's not even going cool.
There's words for the madness. Oh, my goodness. I say that to say...
Oh, I just saw that Arsenal drew 2-2. That's crazy. Weapon?
I say that
weapon,
to say...
Weapon.
That... If children can demonstrate competence.
No.
I'm just saying, if children can demonstrate competence.
When I came here, yeah, my blood pressure is normal. I feel like this child's my child.
Listen, there are words for the madness. That has killed me. I'm telling you. Teenagers, if they can demonstrate competence...
Children can do what they want. Yeah. In my house, it's legal.
So there's a different law in Victor's house?
There's common sense in my house. I don't know what goes on outside on the roads.
What time? How old were you when you first beat?
We don't need to talk about
this. I don't think I'm 11.
We don't need to talk about that. Just say I was wrong. I knew no better. I'm disgusted with myself.
You reminisce?
I don't reminisce. I said I'm disgusted.
Yeah, that's what it's checking. You reminisce that how disgusting you were. You should have did it.
I shouldn't have done it. I should have had better.
Did you do it again?
No.
Oh, okay, you're just wondering, like, sat in your disgust for a long while.
No, I wasn't disgusted at the time. But on looking back,
yeah,
I made the wrong decision.
Hindsight, okay.
It was fun. It was great.
How old were you?
I was wrong. So I'm going to say on that now.
Hey, man.
I plead the fifth.
Hey, man said I was wrong. No number, you know. Man asked for a number. He said I was wrong. I've never heard words in response to a question about numbers.
I was wrong.
Man, that is hilarious. But that's it. I'm just trying to explain it. From the law. That's law. You know.
The law could do what it wants. I don't know whose law it is.
That's the British law.
I was going to say, the Gillick comment is crazy. But that's the thing. That's
how do you know about this Gillick something?
Have you got medical children? School, innit? No, well, my son's
got
children.
That's the concept of the podcast.
Yeah. My son.
You know, when I pulled up at me, yeah.
Is Gillick complex in your house?
Victor goes to me. Are you doing this pod today as well?
I don't know what's going on, man. Michael just said, do you want to do a pod today? As you can see, I don't even know what's going on.
He goes, have you done it before?
I'm not meant to know.
You're a guest as well, yeah?
I said, I do it every week, mate.
But man made sure, you know, it's like, it's my team.
No, that's not what I said. Hey,
my standards is for you. Hey, it's my team.
I said, I pitched it to Michael and Darren.
I told them to get you here.
Hey, energy.
And then Mike, he went like this. He went like this.
That's what I like, it's smarter.
My team.
This is what's not going to happen.
Brave hearts.
This is what's not going to happen to Thomas Skengby. You get me, yeah? I said, it was me that suggested you.
I didn't know,
innit? I didn't say, I'm the reason you're here.
Man said, it's me, you know.
No.
Ran up the stairs. Fake man wasn't news. Even out of breath.
I don't like this narrative.
Hey, man.
What you're doing. I know what you're doing. You're deflecting so you don't have to tell us how old you were when you had sex.
I didn't know how old I was. How? I was wrong. That's my age. I was wrong.
Hey, man.
Is that a big birthday or a small one?
It's just wrong.
That is funny. But I'm going to tell you, this Gillick thing, obviously I learned it in medical school, it's a serious thing.
Not serious to me. When I leave this room, there's no Gillick thing. The Gillick thing was here and out there, there's no Gillick thing. Gillick thing, you know. Not in my yard.
What happened? Did this girl, did she, how does she then prove to the doctor that...
Yeah.
No, you have to show competence comes from risk and benefits. You understand the risk assigned, you understand the benefits assigned. And if you can demonstrate that you understand, then you can have the condoms.
Even I'm if slapping done the judge, the child, the other child involved, the child's parents.
Like, is there like a sequel to this? Did anything happen? Did she like...
Well,
I don't know
about the girl
she's
per se, but
the council flat.
I think
she's so competent. Fuck out of here, man.
But Gillick she wanted the condoms. She wanted the condoms.
I want to know where you get Gillick from. I'm going to Google box that. Gillick. Talk to me, Google. What's Gillick?
I said, talk to me, Gillick. He's fucking. Cross-pollinating so many softwares, man. Matt said, hello, Google Box.
Talk to me.
I need to know. Gillick? What the hell is Gillick? Not even what's Gillick. What the hell is Gillick?
What the hell is Gillick?
Who can I slap for inventing Gillick?
Gillick competence, yeah.
Wait, I was going to say, didn't you study law?
That doesn't mean we studied the things we needed to study. I didn't need to study Gillick. I missed that lecture. Children's rights. I don't need to write children's rights.
Do you know why I missed it? That lecture was off campus. Was at Southampton.
It was Southampton. Hey, man. That's me. I'm surprised.
Said we studied what we needed to.
I'm surprised more parents don't know about it, though.
Because you don't need to know.
So would you be... Like, obviously, I'm not saying your daughter's doing that, but if one of your offspring...
No.
You don't
say someone else's children.
Okay. So let's say Jerome's children.
Yeah, Jerome's children.
Your uncle to Jerome's children.
Yeah.
And they come to you, hey, Uncle Victor. I can't tell Jerome because he'll get mad, but I trust you, Uncle. Obviously, me and what's his name, Romeo.
Is this a boy child?
No. Yeah.
Oh,
no. No.
Good. Good. Oh,
good. No. It's
pivot.
It's a niece.
Pivot.
No.
Oh, sorry, go.
You're still the uncle. You're still going. You have to be the uncle.
To be honest with you, I'll be disrespectful.
He thought child X coming to him.
Yeah.
Was also a boy.
Yeah, I know. But I'm clarifying that. No, it's a young lady.
And blood pressure, man. And you give me Red Bull. I'm trying to give me a heart attack with these questions.
I'm going to say, go
like
to
conversation.
And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, I'm just coming. Like, me and Romeo, our relationship.
I'll cut you short there. I'm disrespectful that you even feel you come to chat to me without this nonsense.
But you're my Uncle Victor.
Get out of the Bible, man. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say?
The Bible says that I can talk to my Uncle Victor.
Yeah, and what does the Bible say about whatever problem you have? And we'll work with that. That's what Jesus... If Jesus said it's okay, then it's okay.
Okay, Romeo wants to marry me.
At what age?
15.
I'm slapping... I'll phone Jerome and say, can I slap your child? Please. Respectfully.
Respectfully.
Just one slap. Please, I beg. Don't judge me.
Please, I beg.
And I slap your child like it's my own.
I didn't
think. Oh my goodness!
This style of parenting was still around.
This is a common sense parenting. 15-year-olds want to get married. I'll be other people's children.
But that when you're beating them according to your law, let's say they have another law.
There is no law. 15-year-old is not getting married. Married. Not even first dating. A man talking about marriage. Not even Nando's and some chicken wing. Man, shouting marriage.
But that's true love, though. If you're looking to get married.
Wait.
You're trying to get married.
And then you're single in council flat. True love where?
But he's not trying to beat, he's trying to marry.
I don't give a damn what he's trying. I don't care what this delusional child is trying to do.
All right. He lost his peace in a tragic accident.
I don't give a damn. Better go find it.
Why? He can't do nothing. You can't do nothing.
I don't care.
You're costing me back.
I'm not into that. We're not even having that conversation.
So you're...
But there's no threat. Man can't chop. He can't chop.
I don't give a damn.
He can't beat.
That means he's got mental issues. I don't want no... I don't want no issues, man. Nah, man. I'm beating children.
Hey! Hey, I love it, man. I didn't know this existed.
What do you mean it exists? It's common sense, bro. No,
like, can I just say something, The two Nigerians we've had on the podcast, as guests, it's been the funniest podcast.
Yeah. We had Sanubi as well. Both Nigerian fathers.
I
don't think I'm doing anything Nigerian.
Are you Yoruba?
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is very staunch, like very, very strict.
A 15-year-old wants to get married.
Some people will discuss it.
Discuss what?
The prospect.
What prospect?
Of getting married.
Why?
Because they want to, maybe inclusive, see what they think.
You know you can't get married at 16 with your parents' consent.
I've got a headache. Married to who?
You can get married at 16 with your parents' consent. No, here. In India.
Hey, man.
That's not.
I don't know what goes on in other countries.
Those weddings aren't consensual.
I don't know. I don't want to know. It's not my business.
Well, you can get married in this country. No, 16.
Not in my neck of the woods. I don't know what country part you're looking. Maybe you're talking about Wales or Croydon. I don't know what goes on in there. I work for Hackney Town Hall. No, I ain't seen no 16-year-olds getting married.
So you work for Hackney Town Hall?
I don't see 16-year-olds getting married.
Oh.
You didn't even say 16, you said 15. They can't even have sex. They can't even buy a drink for their own wedding.
No.
Man tell me they can get married, but they can't buy alcohol.
They can't buy drink.
That is the double jeopardy of that law. Is that
there is no law?
No, like,
you made it up, man.
No. Big man thing. You can get married at 16
you
with
can't,
your parents.
I don't believe
you. I swear to God, you can. With your parents, but you have to have parental consent. But it's double jeopardy.
Is it a real wedding? Like, or is it like one of those teacups?
No. But it's double jeopardy because that is the thing of people going. You can get married at 16 with your parents' consent, but you can't have. You can't. Even drink the alcohol, even if there was alcohol at your wedding. How can you do? How can you commit your life to someone at 16? But you can't even like have a cigarette or buy a lottery ticket.
Have they even done their GCSEs? Can they vape? Nah, man.
This is what you can do at 16 and what you can't do. At 16, you can buy a lottery ticket.
I thought you can smoke, but you can't buy the tobacco. Or is it that? I know 18 is tobacco.
It depends on who's the
16
parent.
You can have sex. You can buy a lottery ticket, I believe. You can get married with parental consent.
Why did I come on this?
What you can't do is at the wedding, have a drink or a social smoke with your groomsmen. You can't drive yourself there or away.
Yeah, 17.
I don't even let my children go Tesco's by themselves, let alone get married. Marriage, you know. You're not just come to piss me off. How can we piss Victor off? That's what the name of this podcast should be. How can we piss off a father?
Diary of a father.
I'm going to leave it in Africa.
Diary of a Nigerian father.
I don't call my kids. Please tell me none of you are married.
No, they need your consent.
But not for Gillet competence.
No, I don't know what Gillet... That word stays here. It doesn't leave here. It stays here. There will be no Gillet nothing. Competence, you know.
Oh,
it's
my
competence
goodness.
At the end that takes it.
Hey, I'm telling you the law. What you do with the law?
I've got a proper headache. I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night. Gillet competence!
Hey man, I'm just telling you that that's law. I'm just saying.
Jeez.
Yeah, so just so you know.
You see me on stage in 20 minutes. Are you telling me about Gillet competence? Comedy store, give me a chance. I need to sit down and talk about some material.
That's some trauma. So the whole question was, because Kazeem said you're letting your boy take the day off school.
Yeah. If he wants to go into school, go into school. But Victor, if he wants cool to be off school.
I'm cool with it. He's polite with it. Just don't tell me you're adamant.
No adamant. Would I be goody two shoes? I like taking like when I was working, I would take annual leave where I could to have my day off work. So if I'm gonna have that attitude, maybe I think that should extend to him and school, and it can't be a double.
My son's
standard.
Also not doing homework.
Birthday?
In general.
I can't breathe.
In life.
Yeah, he's not doing homework.
Why?
Bro, you were just there.
What?
You were just there. If you could not teach the boy everything you need to be taught in a day.
Yeah.
Like, he's done. What's homework, fam?
So you're
he needs to be a kid. Like, come home, play.
Essay. So unless you've got essays due and stuff, you're going to be like, don't worry about the essay.
I'm saying, like...
To be fair, these children are different. You know? They like doing homework.
Gay.
They do. They like
well, what about your stepdaughter? Your stepdaughter was 8, right? So does she, when she does her work, does she...
She does like reading time.
See, she likes
spelling
it.
Shit. But it's a game on her iPad.
Yeah,
spelling
they like
shit.
It.
But,
they're different. Different breed, these children.
But they got gullet competence. if you don't want to do your homework, I'm going to be like, all right. Because you were just there. From 8:30, you were there.
But isn't this meant to supplement what they were learning between 8:30
nah,
and 3:30?
Nah, brother, let me tell you something. Yeah.
I didn't even know doing homework was a choice.
When you get home, that's what's called home time.
Yeah.
It's called homework.
Nah. It's time to go home. I'm leaving this establishment.
Yeah, and you take the work with you.
It's not the child does homework.
Teach
chores.
Me tomorrow.
Well, some work's getting done.
I want my son to just go and play, man. Go play, bro.
So you,
go be a kid. You're just working.
That's what Sunday's for.
yeah, the other day, rest the Sabbath, and then the other days...
Man, just go and be a kid. Go be free.
So let's say it comes to parent evening, and then the teacher's like, oh, man.
Say, I did this. Well, it's my decision.
And then they'll be like, well, you're disrupting your child's progress.
Well why are you not able to teach him what it is here in the day?
Because we can't make the school day too long, otherwise he'll have to
sit.
To 6.
Why is the teaching not up to par that you have to send work home?
Because it's
sounds
to
like
supplement.
Trauma, man. Just do the homework, man.
Nah, man, it's long. If you don't want to do it, I'm not.
When I go to parents' evening, I just want to get back in time for evening football, man.
So you're like, yep.
Hey, cool.
Are you a disciplinarian when it comes to parents' evening? Are you like, if they're talking in class, if they're doing this, you're.
To be fair. I haven't had those types of problems.
Oh, okay. That's very luckily. Studious. Your children. Cool. Oh, brilliant.
See? Younger ones a bit, but other than that, they're kind of cool still.
See, I don't know how it'll be, man. If they're like, what, you're talking? What? Because I used to talk and I got away with it.
I'm not going to...
Gillet competence.
Well, I smoked weed. She smoked weed.
yeah, Gillet competence.
Welcome
Gillet
to the family.
Competence at the time. You knew the risks and benefits.
That's it. Yeah.
No, like, all right, it's interfering with his learning, but it's like... Homework is not going to be the reason that they're falling behind.
It could contribute, though.
It could definitely contribute, but it's not going to be the reason they're falling behind. Because there's not enough homework to be like, yeah, this is going to turn it around.
Have you seen the kids' homework? Rough. It's like a full-time job.
So why am I doing this at home, bro?
It's the supplement. What they're doing at school. Learning doesn't stop
imagine
at
this,
school.
You just got out of an 8-hour surgery, yeah?
Yeah.
You commute all the way home.
Yeah.
You get home, you walk in your kitchen, on your table is another body.
That's how it be sometimes.
And your boss is like, just need you to do a quick transfer.
It's hard out here, man.
But that, you're joking, but that's how it is. More time, you do stuff at work, and then you come, you got exams to revise for that you got to do in your own time.
Dead.
And then
dead.
if you don't pass the exams, you can't progress with your
career. You do it anyway, because you come home from work and then you got a gig. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but I enjoy my gig.
These kids enjoy home. I'm telling you, these kids are different.
That's what I'm saying. If my son goes, I don't want to do that, I'm not feeling it.
What, he has an opinion?
Yeah,
they've done two different styles of parenting. I like it.
Yeah, man, I'm strict. I'm strict with him now, and he's the only one. Yeah, but like,
but then I guess that comes with the stuff you value, isn't it? Because clearly you don't value homework.
I don't value homework, and I don't value, even though I work in education, I don't value the school system. I'm just like, these are kids, bruv. Let them be kids. You know
so how would you design the system then? If the system's not right now,
well, the system... in school,
yeah,
everything should be learnt through play. Everything should be learnt through play.
To what age?
Like until it gets to the nitty gritty.
Which is like, what, like?
Nah, man, nah. I'm talking like depending on what you pick as your GCSEs and an A level and stuff like that. But even then. It should be as fun as possible. Kids learn through play. Even the dangers. You know when they say everyone's got that scar on their knee?
Yeah.
That's because you fucked around one time having fun
yeah.
on concrete you scored a goal and you wanted to knee slide on concrete for some reason. You fucked around and found out. You learned, man's not going to knee slide on
I'm not sure about that, because when them kids come from Nigeria, China, even the Caribbean, they're brainy as hell. And they
are they fun?
They don't care. They're disciplined.
They're learning through fear. And then you get... You don't want to. Then like, there's no enjoyment in the
but
subject.
But they got good jobs.
Like, yeah, but life. But they don't enjoy it.
Who needs enjoyment, man?
But I said he needs fun.
Everything I didn't like science. Then one year I got a science teacher. She made the lesson so fun and so engaging. I actually ended up scoring the highest on the exam paper. That term,
no, it can work.
Right? Because it was so fun and I loved it and I enjoyed going to her lesson. Next year, you got a next science teacher, dead, boring, stiff. I'm off. Yeah. Same with happened with English. Moved up us into the top set. Boom. Teacher was strict. You could not fuck about with this guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Mackenzie Ingle, if you're out there, shouts out to you, bruv. You could not fuck about with this guy, but he was in. I wouldn't say he was fun, but he was engaging.
Yeah, but you're talking about the style of the teacher. But in the end, he just has to teach the lesson. Whether it's fun or not, it's irrelevant.
No, but it's not because kids. It's scientific that all kids learn the best through play.
Yeah, they want to be entertained. Yeah, if you could do edutainment, I'll give you that.
Even in secondary school, why do you think so many demographics of your school, gravitate towards different things, right?
Yeah, but why do
you got so many kids that want to play football? If you got a kid that was struggling with maths, right, and you was like, boom, 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 X player did a bad tackle, three players did a bad tackle, they all got sent off. How many people are left on the pitch now? Boom, that kid's got that straight away. Put him in a room and he'd be like, I don't care, I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
But that's the kid. He needs to learn. He needs to do better.
But he's gonna learn. Through play, through enjoyment.
But he's not learning life. Because once, if you're going to say play all the way to university, once you get into that 9-to-5, that play's finished.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're not mentally ready for life.
But, okay, take play out of it, but engaging.
Yeah, but that's up to the teachers. That's just different teachers.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't agree with this education system. Mm. It needs reform. We need people in there that are characters, not people that have just stepped out of uni, don't know who they are, and trying to form people into being who they think they should be. You don't even know who you are. You're 24 years old.
Yeah, but you're
not support young teachers.
To a certain extent, but I'm like, how are you gonna help raise the minds of?
My maths teacher when I was doing my GCSEs, 24. I remember I won't say her name to beat her up, but she
was late.
Stunning, man.
That's the other one.
Mrs. Pippa.
Because I went to an all boys school. So when you had a Leng teacher, you were listening.
I was fluent in Spanish.
She was lit and she was teaching us maths. I aced those tests. And then she was, she'll talk about like how she would like be messing around. Like she would, England played USA at Wembley. Football, and she was like, I was hanging out with the USA players, and I thought she was kind of gassing. But then subsequently, she married a Premier League baller, and then she's got youth of him and everything now. For
what baller?
I'll say his name off air.
Team?
Nah, if I say the team, he's played for them for a minute, thoughts will be bait.
Nah, come on, man, it's not bait.
The team. If I say the team, you'll work out.
Has he played for other teams?
Yeah, but not as long as with the same team.
Tell us a team he's played for.
The only team in my head is the team that is going to make it bait.
It's not bait, man. I'll tell you out.
Cardiff City.
That's not bait. Who the fuck knows who plays for Cardiff City?
Cardiff City.
He plays
for... Who?
I don't even know.
Aaron Ramsey.
Nah.
So who the fuck knows who plays for Cardiff City?
We'll keep it in there. But I'm saying...
They're not even a Premier League team.
They were for a bit. But then they got...
Were they? Was that Swansea?
She's a proper whack. Big her up, man. I know she left that teaching. I know she ain't teaching maths no more. Standard. But she got that Premier League money.
The main question was that, why don't I agree with the education system?
Yeah.
It's that kind of stuff. If it's not play, make it engaging. These people are sitting in the interview rooms with these teachers that are just wet flannel fishes.
But But that's not
boring.
That's not the child. That's not the child can't decide if he's engaged. The child has a job to do, and he has to get top grades. Whether it's play, engaging, boring, you still have to get the top grades. It's irrelevant.
Yeah, of course, but it's like it's not gonna be the it's not the best way to do it. Even the school structure.
No, you're right.
Isn't
it's not
good.
The best way. But when the child gets a job. Oh, I had to leave the job. Why? The manager wasn't engaging. No, you got to do your job.
No. It's not about if the manager's engaging at that point. It's whether the job is engaging.
Who cares? 40 bags, you just got to do the job.
I said 40 bags, you just got to do the job. No, the job has got to be engaging. You've got to go and do a job that engages you, that makes you want to go to work.
When the bills come every month, man, no one got time for engaging.
I love it.
I do. I picked everything in my life. I've picked because I enjoy it.
I picked it, and I've enjoyed everything job I did, but that's by accident. If I didn't enjoy it, I still do. I worked in Burger King. That was not enjoyable.
But I worked in McDonald's. It was enjoyable.
I was working at the back with the Frenchman, Mr. Pascal. And I was cooking about 50 whoppers per hour. That was not enjoyable, yeah? But I had bills to pay. I didn't even have bills to pay. I just had clothes to buy. I couldn't be a tramp back there. Remember the shift,
you know who you
12
remind me
to
of?
8
you remind me
in
of,
the morning.
You remind me of my mum to a certain extent. But I think where I'm lucky is that my mum was... Because my mum had a dad like you. Yeah? My mum has... Huh? I love my mum to bits, right? That's my number one person, yeah? And my son, obviously. But my mum has zero imagination.
Mm.
There was no playing in her house. There was no adamant. Yeah. I agree with that one, though. There was no playing. There was no imagination.
Yeah.
There was no... My mum was going to the shop, cracking okra, yeah?
Yeah.
To make sure that it she could bring that one home.
Mm.
Going and paying bills for the house and doing the shopping. If you put a Marvel film in front of my mum, she'd go, I can't watch this. It's not believable. Because there was that lack of in fun.
She can't make that joke.
There was no fun. My mum studied law as well, right? My mum watches factual shit.
Yeah.
Right? And it's...
Pick up your mum.
David Attenborough.
And it's... Nah, it's like criminology... dull, figuring out why people think, and I'm there like, oh my days, Tommy Shelby just murked this stuff, fam. Ghost from Power is murking everyone. Oh my days, Tony Stark. And like, my mum has like no...
Yeah. She's
mum, man.
But my mum realised that and was like, go and do your thing.
Mm.
My mum just said, whatever you do, make sure you enjoy it. And you're happy doing what you're doing. So I do see some of my friends that have gone on to do, and now they're like big in the marketing scene or big in the finance world, and they've got the house and the car and the missus. And no, they haven't, because they're gonna soon contribute to the suicide numbers. They're gonna top themselves.
Up to the suicide, they won.
They haven't won, fam.
Up until the suicide, they've won.
Up until the...
If you're on 50, 60 bags a week, you've got a pretty wife and you're on your home, what are you killing yourself for? You're a fool. Get slapped in heaven, man.
No, bruv, you're wrong, fam.
You're a fool.
You've got to go out there and enjoy
what
it.
You have, man.
I remember one time I said to you, what would you, if you weren't a comedian, yeah, and whatever, you could do whatever you wanted, what would you pick? You still said medicine. Mm. That makes me know that you actually are interested and are engaged in that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
Outside of like the things that we probably all wanted to achieve, like, I want to play for Manchester United or Arsenal or whatever, Liverpool, don't know why. Outside of those things, like the things that, for me, I'm doing everything that I've wanted to do.
Mm.
That's great.
I couldn't do and just sit in that and be like, yeah, eat shit and just cash the check and just go home and be bored and not enjoy and wake up every morning and be like, I gotta go there again.
If I'm getting 60 bags, I'll go anywhere. I don't even understand.
You've been going to Southampton, yeah?
I don't even understand the dilemma.
Do you know what this is, yeah? He has not grasped the Gillick, what's it called?
Gillick competence.
There is no Gillick competence.
Because man has not weighed up the benefits and the risks. He's just looked at the benefits.
Hey, 60 bags.
He's just looked at the benefits.
60 bags a year, and I'm unhappy.
And you're happy to be on 60 bags a year and 60 unhappy.
60 bags a year in a sweatshop making trainers, I'll be happy.
What about you, Michael?
I'll be singing while I'm making.
I need some happiness in my life. I think,
man. 60 bags, I'm happy.
I need some happiness.
So why do you do comedy?
I thought I'll get money from it. I was wrong. I was so wrong.
So, hey. So you don't enjoy stand-up?
I love stand-up, but I saw there's no money in it.
But you're still doing it?
Yeah, because I've got a job. You think I'll do just stand-up? Are you mad?
No, but you still do it. But you still do it?
Yeah, I still do it.
So you do it because you love it?
Yeah, I play chess. I watch Sky TV. But I will never quit my job.
But that's not you're not doing that as a profession.
Yeah, but I would say I do comedy as a bit more of a hobby. I'll do it for the rest of my life, but I'll always work 9 to 5. I'll quit comedy.
Do you enjoy your job?
I enjoy the money.
I can't.
You're talking to a Nigerian, man.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, man.
To be fair, I do enjoy my job.
Good.
But that was just luck. I went there expecting not to enjoy it. It was just lucky that I enjoyed it as well. It's like, you're going to pay me how much? I'll do that. One time,
man. Hey man, you can't beat the logic of a Nigerian,
if
man.
You can't
be a Nigerian.
Yeah, you can't be
impossible.
A Nigerian.
Impossible.
Trust me.
I'm getting 60 bags. I work for Burger King.
You come back smelling a little burger fat oil.
Damn.
That nasty.
Why is my burger so moist? It's got my tears in it.
You don't give a damn.
I won't even bath.
Hey man.
I'm money oriented.
You can't be a Nigerian. That
you're
is
money oriented. I'm happiness. You know what I mean?
And I'm a bit of both. So that has been another episode of Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. I've been your co-host, Mike Okadiri. To my left.
You don't know Thomas Skengley, a.k.a. Kazim Jamal, a.k.a. the leader of the Peaky Bumbleclots, a.k.a. Big Donnie in Small Big Heath. You don't know. Big up my Brummies each and every time, man. Get your flat caps on. Let's do this thing. The Peaky Bumbleclots. I'm going to stick some razor blades into this later tonight, bruv. You get me?
You'll have a different show by next week. And
no, the movie's coming out next
year. Special guest.
Adamant Victor.
I think it went well, so I'm going to go Victor Daniels.
Hey, big up Victor Daniels, man. Hey! He learned something new this time. Get it competence.
That's done.
And if you're out there being happy... Stop.
Unless it makes you 60 bags a year, stop.
If you're making 100 bags,
you
60 bags.
If you're not getting paid enough, you cannot be happy.
Why?
You cannot be gigging up and down the country, not getting paid, and be happy. It's impossible.
Why?
Impossible. So they say go to Worlds, 10p in a bag of rice. Are you going to be happy?